Meseches Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tes Zayin. Knei Ma'iz Naim, the beam of a balance scale. V'hamachik, and a leveler. The machik was essentially like a spatula. If a grocer or a merchant was selling dry goods, you would pour the dry goods into a measuring vessel, into a measuring cup or something else, and to level it off, to make sure that it wasn't, above the rim of the measuring cup, you would use this machik, this tool, to scrape or level the top. Now, these two items, sheyesh bahen beis kiel matachis, that have a receptacle in them for metal. Essentially, they have a little hidden compartment in them, and that hidden compartment is used to store metal that, in the case of the balance beam, will let the beam be skewed in favor of the merchant, or in the case of the leveler, it would allow the level to scoop lower down than it ordinarily would. So if it has those hidden little compartments, the asel, a carrying pole, so a porter who would carry things on a pole, he would have this pole that he would put over his shoulders, and on either end he would hang something. So this asel, sheyeshbei beis kibul ma'is, that had in it a receptacle for money, again, a hidden compartment that the fellow would use to cheat. He would get paid by his employer. He would stick the money in this little hidden compartment, and then a little while later say, "Hey, you never paid me." And if he was searched, in fact, no money was found on him. So he would be able to be double dipped to get his pay twice. V'kana shel ani, and the stick or the staff of a the cane of an ani of a pauper, sheyesh bo beis kibul mayim, that has inside of it a receptacle for water. Again, a hidden receptacle intended to fool people. The ani would appeal to people for pity, claiming that he's fasting when really he'd be sipping water out of this little hidden compartment in his cane. Umakel, a stick, sheyesh bo beis kibul mezuzah umargolyos, that has in it a receptacle for a mezuzah and for pearls. This was something a smuggler would use. He would hide the pearls inside this cavity, and then he would put on top of the pearls the mezuzah. And if the authorities checked and they found this stick in it, they found, "Oh, wait, there's a hollow area in it," they'd find the mezuzah. And you claim, "Well, I have this mezuzah for protection. This gives me some sort of protection." They wouldn't look underneath it and see this pearls that this person was smuggling. So all these hidden receptacles that are intended for nefarious purposes, harei elu tumeim, they are tamei. Yakul nam Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai said about all these, oili im amar. Woe is to me if I talk about this, because I'm going to be giving people ideas. But woe is to me if I don't talk about it, because it'll give people the impression that I don't know about these tricks, that the Chachamim, that the sages didn't know about these various tricks that people would use. Mishnah Yizayin. Tachtis Hatzarfin. The base of silver or goldsmiths, Tmeya is Tamei. Now, this base was made of wood and had a rim around it. And basically, the goldsmith or the silversmith would do their work over this item, and they would use this item to catch metal scraps. So that's Tamei, the Shalnat Pachim, but that of blacksmiths to hire, that would be Tara. So even though the blacksmiths would also catch scraps of metal that came off while they were working, they didn't really intend or care for the scraps of their iron, because that wasn't quite so valuable. So therefore, because it wasn't an intended purpose, it is not going to be Mekabel Tumah. Mashchezes, a sharpening board. This is a wooden board used to sharpen knives somehow. Sheyesh ba beis kibul shemen, that has within it a receptacle for oil. You would, at least with a whetstone, which is made of stone, one knows that you would often oil it or water it, and maybe you would have a little container in there to keep the oil and water. So that's tamei, that's obvious because you have a keli. However, she'ein ba, that which doesn't have, so if you had this sharpening board that didn't have this hollow receptacle, tahira it is tar. And the chiddush here is that we don't say, "Oh, well, maybe you're going to confuse the different kinds of sharpening boards." Similarly, pinkes, a ledger, sheyesh ba beis kibul shaiva, that has a receptacle in it for wax. Essentially, this ledger had a big hollow area that was filled with wax, and a person would write or scrape using a stylus into the wax, and then you could erase it. So that is tamei, that's tamei. The she'ein ba, and a ledger that does not have this beis kibul for wax, that would be tahara, that would be tahara. And again, we're saying it's tahara, it doesn't have a beis kibul, that should be obvious because this is just a piece of wood that you would write on it with ink. But the point is that we don't say, because of confusion, it's going to be tamei also. Machatzelas hakash, a straw mat meant for leaning or laying down on. Ushfoiferas hakash, and a straw tube. Again, it's intended to be a receptacle. Rabbi Akiva matami. Rabbi Akiva said it was tamei. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri matar. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said it was tar. And the essence of the machlokes is whether or not these were durable enough to make something you made out of the mekeli. Rabbi Kiva held it was, and Rabbi Yechman Nuri held it wasn't. Rabbi Shimon says he adds something, af also, shall pakuois, kayotzevehen. The same machloikas would apply to colocynth. Colocynth apparently was some kind of gourd that you would hollow out. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, it would be mekabel tuma. According to Rabbi Yechman ben Nuri, it would not, because he held that it wasn't durable enough. Machatzelis kanim, a mat of reeds, v'shel chelef, or of sedge. Sedge is a grass or a reed-like plant. Tahira, that's tar, because that is not durable enough. Shvoiferes hakona, a reed tube, shechasacha l'kabola, that was cut to be a receptacle. So you have this reed and you cut it, and you make a tube, and the idea is you want a keli here. You're almost intentionally creating a keli. Tahira, it's still going to be tar, ad shiyotzi es kol hakachi, until you have removed all of the pith, that's that white fuzzy stuff inside, because it's not considered complete until you remove all of that, because obviously you intended to remove all that stuff from the inside, so therefore we say it's not going to be a keli, it's not going to be mekabel tuma until that was removed as well.